The Connecticut Labor Press, Volume 8, Number 7, New Haven, Connecticut, Saturday, April 24, 1920, page 5. Headline: The Special Emergency Demands Special Session of Legislature. Subheadline: Say, women of 47 states, coming from every corner of the United States to ask suffrage session of Connecticut. 47 women from 47 states, journeying into Connecticut from the Pacific coast, from the northern and southern boundaries of the country, from states where women vote, and from states where women's vote may depend on the action of the governor of Connecticut, will join on May 3 with the president of the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association in launching a national protest week in Connecticut. A consolidated and concentrated protest of the women of the country and the men and women of Connecticut against the refusal of Governor Holcomb to call a special session of the legislature to act on the federal suffrage amendment. The protest will cover the week of May 3 to 8 and will embody a series of some 30 or 40 meetings throughout the state, which will be addressed by groups of the 47 women who will spend the week in Connecticut as guests of the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association. These women will be leaders of the suffrage movement in their own states. 30 of them will represent 9,500,000 women in the states where the women's vote will depend on ratification of the federal suffrage amendment. Arrangements for bringing these women into the state are being made by the National American Women's Suffrage Association, which is cooperating in every possible way with the state association to, in its words, make Connecticut the 36th. The primary purpose of this protest week will be to provide the governor with the proof of the special emergency, which he has said he is ready to receive. It will be a protest of Connecticut people, men and women, against the false position in which the state has been put by the refusal of the governor to give the legislature an opportunity to act on the matter. It will not, says Miss Luddington, president of the state association, be an attempt to tell Connecticut how to handle her own affairs, but an endeavor to make plain that this is not Connecticut's sole affair, because by the method provided for ratification of the amendment, the voting of 9,500,000 women hangs in the action of Connecticut. According to plans announced today by the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association, the women will arrive in Hartford Monday, May 3, and will be given a reception on Monday afternoon. They will spend the night in Hartford, and on the following day will separate into four groups of 12, each to hold meetings in New Haven, Bridgeport, Waterbury, and Norwich. On Wednesday, the women will form 12 groups of 4 each, and during the next 3 days, they will speak at meetings in the following cities and towns: Manchester, New Britain, Thompsonville, Southington, Farmington, Windsor Locks, Bristol, Ansonia, Meriden, Naugatuck, Wallingford, Guildford, Brantford, New London, Stonington, Jewett City, Mystic, Niantic, Willimantic, Putnam, Danielson, Central Village, Middletown, Haddam, Saybrook, Essex, Norwalk, Stamford, Greenwich, Danbury, Ridgefield, Torrington, Winstead, New Milford, Litchfield, Thomaston, Lakeville, Rockville, Stafford Spring. A motor corps will be provided to make the tour of the state. On Saturday, the flying squadron will meet again in Hartford and will ask for a hearing before the governor on that day, following which a large mass meeting will be held. Mrs. Carrie Chapman Catt, president of the National American Women's Suffrage Association, will probably be the chief speaker at this meeting. Members of the Men's Republican Ratification Committee have announced their approval of and readiness to cooperate with plans for the protest week, and it is possible that they will also furnish speakers for the various rallies. Members of the Ratification Committee were guests of Miss Luddington and the Political Committee of the Women's Suffrage Association at a buffet luncheon held recently at suffrage headquarters when further plans for the protest week were discussed.